have to note is that this is a technical issue that must be managed by the Electoral Commission, not by the government. And sometimes we have to be careful because there may be an institutional vacuum, and that is very dangerous for the country. So that is the reason why this matter is going to be analyzed by the Electoral Commission.
But from the viewpoint of the government, would the government appreciate or would they welcome a delay? And what would that mean for President Pierre Nkurunziza if the elections are delayed?
We have no problem with any delay as long as there's no institutional vacuum. Because for a date, suppose an election is scheduled for 26th, but it's done 28th. This is not a problem for the government. The major problem is when it comes to an institutional vacuum, because it's very dangerous, it's unconstitutional. So we have to stick on the law, to stick on the Constitution.
The Constitution is that the election should take place on June 26th.
On June 26th, we have the presidential election. And if it is delayed, it can go until 26th July. This is the last time for the presidential election. So as you know, the Electoral Commission is a technical team that has to manage all these issues to see that the country is protected from institutional vacuum.
According to the European Union and the United States, the European Union is making this suggestion because they want to calm the situation in your country where there continues to be violence.
Yeah, but let me recall that even in Nigeria, for example, where a significant portion of the north is in the grip of Boko Haram Nebula, elections were held, even in Mali. So compared to this country, what is happening in Burundi is nothing and cannot prevent the holding of elections. Remember that in Nigeria, it's a big part of the north. But in Burundi, it's a very small area, a very small area. We can say less than 1% of the territory of Burundi where people are protesting. So we cannot postpone elections because of this.
In terms of the violence, there was violence again on Monday. Have you been successful in trying to put the protests down?
I cannot say that protests are down, but it decreased. It's not like before, like at the beginning. But those protesters couldn't go into the city. They are still in their suburbs, which means that this is under hand and under control.
Now, there is a meeting scheduled for Wednesday of the East African Community. Is President Nkurunziza going to attend this meeting?
Yes, he is attending.
The number of Burundians leaving the country, fleeing, who are refugees because of the conflict, you are in the government, you must be concerned about these people who are leaving the country, who are fleeing the violence.
Yes, the government of Burundi is concerned about the flow of refugees across the border, some of them because of rumors spread by malicious people. But we can say that 5,000 have already returned back home and found their properties intact. And the government is encouraging others to stack back, and the government will do everything in its power to protect them so that they can participate in this election.